Hi, welcome to Scan.org, your weekly personal grassroots report from Nimbim, Eastern Australia. Can you hear a slight hum with some noise in it when I'm silent? Did you hear that? Yeah, well, I'm sure we are bugged and listening, so we have to be careful what we say, but don't fret. I found a sure way of debugging both of us. Just wait and listen.
Are you plagued by bugs? Feeling crowded in your own empty house with bugs on computers, telephones, bugs in every room? Despair no more. Bugbane has come to the rescue. Bugbane is a proven remedy to remove all kind of bugs. Agency bugs, police bugs, intelligence bugs. Even the nosy neighbors will instantly back off after applying Bugbane.
Really works. I just debugged this whole radio station with one squirt.
Just squirt Bugbane over any object you suspect of harboring bugs. For entrenched bug situations, try Bugbane Extra with the advanced debugging properties. Bugbane, your debugging specialists. Proudly sponsored by the NSA and MI5.
Now, after debugging this pot sign with one squirt, we can start the show. Though my voice has been slightly temporarily compromised, but we will fix that very soon. Here's Scan.org from a foreign location in Buenos Aires, Argentina, South America. And we are just witnessing a 1 minute silence honoring the death of the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas. The South American six-day party kicked off. Lula danced the samba. Chavez gracefully tangoed with several Texan dance partners. Evo Morales felt that Bolivia also should benefit from inviting Cuban doctors and teachers to fix the Bolivian hospital and education crisis. Fidel Castro, in a world first, held a three-hour-long silent speech, smiling throughout. The six-day Latin party was a great success. Visitors from Britain, Germany, France, and some marginalized left Americans, Canadians, and Australians are considering to have their own Latin-style party very soon in their own respective countries. During the first day, most Latin leaders tried to fend off the obnoxious approaches of George Bush trying his usual swagger to sell the FTAA, but he quickly disappeared from the picture after being told he ain't cool here and decidedly being a stiff, bad dancer. Later, the party organizers handed out factories and offices back to the people. They indicated that everyone is about to own their own country again. And on went the series of wonderful surprises of eliminating value-added taxes, private banks, and giving people jobs. On my return to Nimbim, I do expect some serious planning of a Latin-style party. It's worth it. It rocks the boat. Recognize the tune? Yes, it's time for a new episode of
The Blogger.
The Blogger. The Blogger. The Blogger. The Blogger.
Planet Earth, the year 2022. A hot and hostile world. Human population 155,000. Main population centers Alaska, Norway, and Antarctica. Small scattered numbers of people are also found in Mount Tasmania and the snowy mountains, now called tropical lowland Australia, surrounded by the ocean.
The Blogger.
The Blogger.
The Blogger.
The Blogger.
A telltale about capitalist technology fascism let loose in the almost incomprehensible environment of TuneIn FM studio. Please note that we offer for affected listeners debriefing and trauma counseling services with each episode.
We like to pick up the story where Alexandra and Petrov are considering a journey to the outside world for a visit of another veteran named Otto. Otto was lucky to find a small unique valley with forest, creeks and animals, an exceptional place tucked away in the cracks of a hostile island continent. He successfully biomimicked his existence within his environment. He didn't need the outside world, but he was well informed with his state-of-the-art communication system. He knew what was going on. Let's turn to our couple, Petrov and Alexandra, to see how they are getting on for their precarious journey to Otto's place.
Why do you want to go outside? You know how dangerous that can be.
Come on, Petrov, slip on this anti-hazard suit, grab the backpack and let's get going. By the way, Petrov, sometimes I think you exaggerate the dangers of outside. It's really exciting. You're just lazy. Besides, we need to get in touch with Otto.
But Alexandra...
Shh, Petrov. Come on, you activist. Get active. We really need to leave now. Or do you want to get holocloned? Or worse, get turned around and then do the bidding of the central processor? That would be a shame, Petrov. I won't allow that. So up you get.
How far away is this, Otto?
Only 5 or 6 hours. But if you're not used to trekking, well, it's not that far anyway. Come on.
What about the wine and my nanobots?
I readjusted your nanobot factory. It's all in the backpack, and I also fitted the voice communicator to it, so you don't need that clumsy keyboard for programming. It'll make our journey much more pleasant, providing for survival essentials and shelter, and of course your recipe for the bloody wine.
So, what's your plan, Alexandra?
Right, we leave from here, walk for 2 hours in a northeasterly direction, then have a break. Another 2 hour trek over the mountain pass, another rest before descending into Otto's valley. That's the most enjoyable part. When we get there, we don't need the anti-hazard suits anymore.
Yeah, all right. I thought as much myself, but what are your plans once we arrive at Otto's?
Ah, always suspicious, you old geezer. Relax, Petrov, I have no hidden agenda. We must share our knowledge about defeating the holoclones with the remaining free people.
But that means...
You need to share your wine recipe with your brothers and sisters in solidarity. Come on, Petrov. You of all people asking for solidarity. Here is your chance to lead.
Well, if you say so. Okay, Alexandra, let's go. Follow me.
Why not drop this cheesy dialogue for a moment?
Okay, that's cool. It also simplifies the production of this recording. So, what's up, Alexandra?
Petrov, you obviously want to send a message with this audio drama, don't you?
Sure, everyone does. But I cannot save the whales. I'm just about capable of preventing life trying to kill me.
Didn't answer my question.
Well, I like to be evasive sometimes. It's wonderful how it can make the seconds on the recorder clock tick away without anyone noticing but me. Feeling smart about I made this production much longer, filling a sizable chunk of airtime.
Petrov?
Well, yeah, the message. Well, dear listeners, with your radios, computers and MP3 players pretending to be radios, listen up. I did not stare at blotted paper with my psychoanalyst to divine a deeper meaning. However, I do share your concerns, feel your anxieties and appreciate your undivided attention. However, be assured that we all together will dance through George Bush's depression, coming out laughing the other end. I know it, because I can offer my skill at cooking a healthy meal on the cheap while the neocons, be they old or born again, are trying to salvage their bandwagon. Just remember the credit cards, your personal slavery shackles. Don't use those too much.
Let's return to the plot. Cheesy or not, the listeners are waiting.
We all feel that it is a responsibility of the context provider to avoid letting this story hang in midair without proper explanations.
Hi, I am your context provider. Remember me? No need to hang in midair. Last time I shone a light into the dark corners of your incomprehension of this futuristic, nostalgic audio drama. 'Twas good, wasn't it? Otherwise you would be left to wonder, what are nanobots? What is biomimicry? Who are the United States of Antarctica? Well, first to the nanobots. Everyone still alive on this planet uses nanobots to produce everything from foods, clothing, medicine, to all goods. Everything can be programmed to be produced by nanobots. Nanobots form nanobot factories for specific purposes, as we shall see later during the story. Initially, nanobots were problematic when accidents happened with people forgetting to turn off their nanobot factory after use. Whole streets in towns literally flooded with unwanted goods someone had programmed to be produced. One incident where a whole town got flooded with an undefined grey goo. Some individual's experiment obviously gone wrong. Nanobots had to be fitted with extended restraint programs. Nanobots became safe and intelligent. However, they also became more sentient. That is, they can feel pain, insult, and respond emotionally to abuse. If you, dear listener, want to know more about the Code of Nanobot Ethics, CNE, call 66890279 or fetch a copy from our office. Next, biomimicry. The ability to imitate nature's processes. Biomimicry, maximizing your own chances of a good life in harmony and sustainably with nature. In this story, some people perfected biomimicry to even grow chlorophyll on their skin to absorb the sun's energy, sustaining long periods without the need for food. Biomimicry should not be confused with biomockery, such as genetic engineered organisms and frankenfoods. Finally, the USA. The United States of Antarctica is the largest habitable place on Earth. It is covered with forests, rivers, lakes, mountains, valleys, and full of animals. The continent has everything to keep the born-again neocons going. Oil, gas, minerals, uranium, gold, and a malleable population. The United States of Antarctica is the logical offspring of the old USA. The newborn USA is at war with peoples from the North Pole. Please don't ask any further questions about this topic. I already told you that there is not much information available except for the historical fact that the USA always was at war with someone or other. If you please excuse me for a recharge of my neurons, we shall meet again. I can feel it. Thank you.
You heard Martin as Petrov, Judy as Alexandra. Our shy context provider was impersonated by Pia, and I'm the other Martin telling you all of this. But wait, there's more. Stay tuned to hear the interview with the producer of The Blogger. Hear the inside story of the making of The Blogger with the producer himself.
Welcome to NIMFM. You are the instigator of this corny audio drama. Tell me, how did you get this idea?
The Blogger is a condensed series of observations are made looking at computer-obsessed journals, opinion makers, and social commentators. Call them what you like. These people spend enormous amounts of unproductive time shuffling around files and folders with their apparatchik-style software, which makes a senior bureaucrat feeling envious, you know?
The Blogger is set in a hot and hostile future world. Your world?
I love the future. It's always safe to express oneself. It is up to us to shape the future. The future, the young. Young people cause crusty governments to wobble. I love it. The only accountability mechanism left in this rotten, decaying world, a French youth riot.
You also created the sound embedding music for The Blogger.
Sound is the international heart language.
So does your audience understand this language?
It is up to us to shape the sounds for a better world, or just produce more panic-inducing episodes of French youth riots.
Is there any cryptic connection of Bordeaux 2008 red wine with the French youth riots?
Pardon?
And finally, do you want to convey any deeper meaning with this story?
Well, you know, just between us, this is actually a disguised sociology experiment to test volunteers of NIMFM who are quite capable of speaking proper English in their willingness to speak my crooked English script.
Danke schön.
The Blogger has been produced by scan.org for Community Radio to NIMFM, a non-killing organization furthering biodiversity and free speech.
Well, I can't really let you go before having reported from France a little bit of a historical insight in what's happening with the French youth riots. Yeah, the French youth riots and the South Americans stole this show this week, so stay tuned. I might as well use the opportunity to say goodbye till next week. All credits go to NIM FM. We forgot to mention Bob interviewing the director of the blogger. So have a lovely week. Don't forget to ask for biodiversity and free broccoli.
France, the country of cultivated values for a better life, the land of good wine, blissful food, and charming women. France, the intellectual powerhouse of ideas such as liberté, égalité, French Revolution, the First Republic. Oh, you suck, don't push me. Where was I? Ah, yes, the First Republic. Well, the First Republic became very quickly the Second, the Third, the Fourth, and so on. You get it?
Next! 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 Next!
Okay, next.
In Britain, they never had the guillotine. They have the British tabloid press. However, the British history of riots proves riots do achieve change, usually more money for security companies, police and other authorities. And I wonder really whether France will now sign up to the concept of full privatization and be run by Halliburton in the future.
You listen to Scan.org's Podsign from this week. I hope you enjoy the show and tune in next week again. There's a lot more programs available on nimbimradiomedia.libsyn.com. All small casings. nimbimradiomedia.libsyn.com. Check out the diversity and range of programs NIMBIM's got to offer. It's exciting. And otherwise, be well. Leave you with this little bit of nostalgic Under the Sands of Time.